Now, so that cost is related to accounting rules, right?
Yeah, the reason why that would happen is if you close a defined benefit system like the state currently has, when you close that, it accelerates certain schedules of payments that you as the employer have to make. So the government has put in place a little bit of a soft landing, so to speak, so people couldn't whipsaw from one decision to another. There's some financial ramifications of doing it. So if we're going to do that, we have to come up with more money, not save money. So again, it puts us in the wrong 500 million, not in the right 500.
And I know you don't have any control over those accounting rules, but you're obviously right. Very on top of all the financial ramifications. Mm-hmm. Do those rules make sense? I mean, is it a good thing that rule is in place, or is that something that's getting in the way of doing
It's good. It's good financial management practice because the state taxpayers are going to be responsible for those payments one way or another. So the state is better to have a fund set up with the requisite assets in it to pay those future liabilities and not continually go back to the taxpayers, because the worst case scenario is you end up in a pay-as-you-go system, which we've seen some examples of that in cities and towns where they don't have any money put aside and it's a line item in their budget every year to pay pension benefits. So second potential would be what's called a hybrid system. Hybrid system is you have a portion 401k, self-directed benefit. You have a portion, like the state currently has, defined benefit, but nowhere near 60 to 80% of your highest 3 years, maybe 20 to 40% of your highest 3 years. And then you have Social Security, which all state employees participate in Social Security, and most school teachers, not all, but most. So it's a retirement then becomes a three-legged stool. You have the self-directed part, which the employee can decide how aggressive or how conservative they want to be with their investments. You have call it a fixed benefit, one that the state is still going to provide, but again, would be a much smaller fixed benefit, not something that caps out at 80%, something, again, probably half of that would be something manageable, and then the Social Security.
So you can cut the defined benefit without triggering these.
Correct, because you don't close it.
What would be the low end? Could you say you roll 1% salary? Is there a low end?
You're going to want to something that would pass muster. There's no hard and fast rules in this, but you're opening yourself to challenge both to the IRS first of all, and then to the public at large. In order to not fall into the, you want to be in a safe harbor, and it's going to be driven more by tax rules than by.
So if you were to try to bottom it out in lieu of closing it.
Yeah, you can be aggressive
then,
and try.
Then the IRS might say you're effectively closing it.
Right,
and
that's correct.
You'd receive backlash from the one in six Rhode Islanders who's
potentially
in the state.
Is that your step?
What's that?
Are you footnoting that on something?
What's that?
The one in six.
Oh, that was in the Providence Journal recently. One in six Rhode Islanders is state or municipal.
Directly or household?
Employee. No, employee.